Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us call each other to worship. On this day of giving thanks and rejoicing in the ministry of one who has served joyfully and faithfully, we hear the call to come and worship. Sing praises to God, shout with songs of joy. We gather to give thanks for the songs we sing, gifts freely given by our chancel choir, and the gifts we have received through the ministry of Bob Layfield. Our hearts are filled with God's holy presence. In Christ we sing the joy of God and find the strength for life. Let us worship as we lift up our voices in song. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we give thanks for all we receive from your hands. On this day, we are particularly thankful for the gifts of music and song. Help us to open our hearts to you and one another as we sing, remember, and give thanks for all we share. We rejoice that you have placed your pearl of great price within each of us, and through worship, giving, sharing, and singing, that pearl begins to shine with a light everlasting. May your light and love be our guide through all our days as we seek to follow the melodies of your eternal song. In Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. We welcome everybody to our service of worship this morning on this first Sunday of June, on Choir Recognition Sunday, but especially on this Sunday when we recognize and celebrate and honor Bob Layfield on his retirement from quite a career among us and among this community. So we cajoled a bunch of Bob's friends to come and join us. And David began, not just because we thought David would be a great way to begin, but David began his musical career at the age of 13, being tutored by none other than Bob Layfield. And pretty much everybody up here has been guided and shaped by Bob's life, as have all of you here in South Church. So blessings, Bob, and it's a joy to share in this service. And glad to have all the family. So you're all invited to our coffee hour, which follows right after the service of worship in the parlor. And it's a special coffee hour in Bob's honor with some of his special foods that he always has. Whenever you go visit him at his house, he comes out with these remarkable cookies and prosciutto and melon and all this cool stuff. And we also decided to, don't tell our congregational ancestors, but we decided in your honor to have a bottle of wine also. So there'll be a bottle of wine in the parlor as well. And hopefully the ceiling won't collapse. But it seemed like breaking the rules, that's a good Bob Layfield thing to do. So let us share in our responsive reading, Psalm 146, found on page 593 of the Older Testament portion of your pew Bible. Psalm 146 has a really nifty theme for today. It's the theme that music, the making of sounds to the glory and grace of God, singing and praising God, is a way, is a pathway into the heart of God, into the heart of that holy vision of seeking justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly. And this, as you'll hear in my little sermon later, this embodies what Bob has been up to among us all these years and decades. And it's what the Bible's up to. So let us share this responsively. I'll read the odd-numbered verses, invite you to read the even-numbered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long.
Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help.
When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish.
Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them.
Who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the strangers. God upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked God brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tracy. Let me share with you now some of the joys and concerns of the church. The first joy I want to share is just what a stunning event last Sunday afternoon was at the Mozart Requiem at Ozawa Hall. Many of our chancel choir were there, and I suspect just about everybody here was helping to celebrate, and thank you, Jack. And it was just such a stunning way to, well, sing and praise God as the psalm told us to do. And thank you all for being here today. And in Bob's honor, there is a book of notes and cards on the table in the parlor that you can peruse. Bob gets to take them home. And if you have additions to make, they can be put in the book or just left there and we can add them in. There's also a gift that we're pulling together for Bob of money, a purse, as it's traditionally called. And we haven't quite pulled it all together, but if you want to make a donation, you can drop something in the offering plate, just put in the memo, you know, for Bob Layfield, make it out to South Church or make it out directly to Bob. If you have a gift of cash, just put it in an envelope and let us know. You can drop it off in the office and we'll get it all down to Bob. We know where he lives, so we'll go check out some of that prosciutto and melons and take him a check. And both the book and the purse are just trying to express some of the esteem, gratitude, and grace that has flowed through Bob Layfield's ministry among us and in this county for so long. And it's a small token, but it's a gift from the heart. Another joy is yesterday was the diabetes walk on the Ashuwiltokook Trail, and Audra and Nancy are upright, so I must have worked, Roger's team, and this is to raise money through Berkshire Medical Center and the diabetes patient support, so thank you guys for doing that, and I know our hearts were with you, so many blessings. Many ways to learn and serve and grow in South Church. Let me highlight just a couple of things. The exchange of blessings with the immigrant community was to take place this afternoon at 1:30 on Park Square, I think is going to be postponed because they're expecting rain. But if you were planning to come, just give me a call at home around 12:30 or so, and I can, or whatever, try to catch up with me. This is quite a day, but it may or may not happen. What will happen is at 3 p.m. there will be an ordination for Robert Hyde at First Church in Park Square. That's at 3 o'clock, and ordinations are always awesome events, and if you're available, come and join us. And then tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., the May Mattoon class will gather in the parlor for their monthly dinner, the women's group. Sue Kaufman, who's just recently won the Clinical Excellence Award from the hospital, will be speaking about parish nursing, and it'll be great to have Sue. And it's a great dinner, and if you're part of the group, come, or if you want to be part of the group, come join us. Next Sunday, I'm going to leave out all the stuff during the week. You know what it is? Participate as you can. Next Sunday, the 12th of June, will be Children's Sunday, and it'll also be the Sacrament of Communion. And during the service, we'll have songs that were written by Bev Kroll for the children. They'll be singing. The children will be participating in worship. The theme for the day is generosity. The children have been generous this year with helping the pantry, and there's just this nice spirit among all of them, so that fits in the theme. So we'll be celebrating that theme, and be a good time together. And I think we'll leave the rest of the announcements to be read. In terms of the hospital list, I got word that Bing, your son Alan, is in the hospital.
He passed out at the doctor's office. He was supposed to be working on our roof shingling, and he went to the doctor's office and he passed out. His eyes rolled back in his head, so he spent a couple of days there.
Okay. So
he tested his heart and lungs, and they think he was dehydrated.
Okay. So is he home now?
Yeah.
Okay. But let's keep Alan in our prayers. And then from our prayer list, I'd like us to pray. Is Jean here today? Jean Bosquet?
Yes,
there she is. You told me you were going to be here. And Pat Nixon's here also. You
happy to be alive.
Happy to be alive. What spirits. So we're going to keep praying for both of you anyway as you continue to recover.
A week after my car crash on April 17th, I received a letter from the Volkswagen people that my mom's car was being recalled because the airbag in front of the driver was not operating properly. It was spewing out metal fragments. Mine worked perfectly.
Good. Hallelujah.
The choir said, Gene, God isn't through with you yet.
God isn't through with us yet. That's right. Thank you. And also from our prayer list, I'd like us to remember Stacia Bell, Shirley Gadetti, Lucy Cudahy, Ellie Dietrich, Dick Hines, Joan Benjamin, and I want to remember the memory of Muhammad Ali, who died recently or this week, and who was such a figure in the civil rights movement and in African-American world. So let's remember him and his family. And we'll remember Alan. And let's have everybody else just remember your loved ones in your hearts as we bow our heads for a pastoral prayer. Let us pray together and enter the silence of God, and then I'll speak forth the prayer for us all. We give you thanks, Holy God, for all that we share together as a community of faith. We give you thanks that we can gather together in this sanctuary to enter into your stillness, your peace, to lift up our voices in song, to hear afresh your word to us, to be made new for this life of faith. We give you thanks for the faithful witness of so many who've given their lives to you. All those faithful disciples who seek to follow in your path, finding their ministries, their purpose, their direction, opening their hearts to you, and you guide us all, healing us, forgiving us, leading us, directing us, transforming us. And on this particular day, we give you thanks for the ministry of Bob, for the work of the chancel choir, for all the ways we lift our voices in song, through music, through words, through service, through giving, through the seeking of justice, through the entering into silence, letting this deeper reality of your love, of your perfect harmony, open up within us and through us. We pray for a wider world, O Lord, that your healing grace would go forth, mending the wounds of our world and of our hearts, letting light shine, letting grace flow. We pray for those we've mentioned by name and others who rest upon our hearts. We pray for our community and all those who are hungry, without proper shelter. May your grace, your spirit, guide us all. And may you bless us abundantly as we seek to follow your path, day by day, together as a community of faith, followers of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So why do we sing so much in church? And why do we have so much music? And what is it about music that takes us to deep places like Ave Verum? Well, the Apostle Paul gives us a clue. The Apostle Paul, if you read through his letters, is dealing with these complicated congregations that are always verging on chaos. The train is always about to go off the tracks. And here in this reading from Colossians, which Colossians is no different, full of all these conflicts, confusion, chaos, and Paul tells them to sing, to come together, to make spiritual songs. And the reason is because music weaves us back together. Even when we're arguing and fighting, even when there's turmoil in our hearts, the music weaves us back together into a deeper wholeness, into a deeper place, into what Paul calls perfect harmony. We're always seeking out that perfect harmony. We haven't arrived there yet, but we keep singing, and something's at work. Peter will read for us.
Colossians 3, 12 through 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thank you.